official touts non-lethal weapons for use, by Lalita C. Balder, The Associated Press, Tuesday 12 September 2006, Air Force official says non-lethal weapons should be used on people in crowd control situations. Washington, non-lethal weapons such as high-power microwave devices should be used on American citizens in crowd control situations, before they're used on the battlefield, the Air Force Secretary said Tuesday. Domestic use would make it easier to avoid questions in the international community over any possible safety concerns, said Secretary Michael Wynn. If we're not willing to use it here against our fellow citizens, then we should not be willing to use it in a wartime situation, said Wynn. Quote, because if I hit somebody with a non-lethal weapon and they claim that it injured them in a way that was not intended, I think that I would be vilified in the world press. The Air Force has funded research into non-lethal weapons, but he said the service isn't likely to spend more money on development until injury issues are reviewed by medical experts and resolved. Non-lethal weapons generally can weaken people if they are hit with the beam. Some of the weapons can emit short, intense energy pulses that also can be effective in disabling some electronic devices. On another subject, Wynn said he expects to pick a new contractor for the next generation aerial refueling tanking by next summer. He said a draft request for bids will be put out next month, and there are two qualified bidders, the Boeing Company, and a team of Northrop Grumman Corporation, and European Aeronautic Defense and Space Company, the majority owner of European jet maker Airbus SARS. The contract is expected to be worth at least $20 billion. Chicago-based Boeing lost the tanker deal in 2004 amid revelations that it had hired a top Air Force acquisitions official who had given the company preferential treatment. Wynn also said the Air Force, which is already chopping 40,000 active duty, civilian and reserves jobs, is now struggling to find new ways to slash about $1.8 billion from its budget to cover costs from the latest round of base closings. He said he can't cut more people, and it would not be wise to take funding from military programs that are needed to protect the country. But he said he also encounters resistance when he tries to save money on operations and maintenance by retiring aging aircraft. We're finding out that those are, unfortunately, prized possessions of some congressional districts, said Wynn, adding that the Air Force will have to take some appetite suppressant pills, he said. He said he has asked employees to look for efficiencies in their offices. The base closings initially were expected to create savings by reducing Air Force infrastructure by 24%.